USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are blocking an attempt by the House to pass the $2,000 stimulus checks President Trump wants. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried to pass an amendment doing just that today, but the unanimous consent request required the approval of the Republican caucus. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not give it. Republicans in the Senate, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, want the bill passed that will get Americans $600 ASAP.
Let's pass this. Let's get this signed. Let's get this into law. And we can have an ongoing discussion about whether there should be additional direct payments or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Pelosi saying a full House vote will take place Monday regarding those $2,000 direct payments. AAA projecting about 85 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
President Trump and the First Lady are spending Christmas Eve at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort. Before leaving Washington, D.C., President Trump told lawmakers that $600 payments that were in the new coronavirus relief bill were not good enough, and he wants folks to receive $2,000. As far as the market's reaction to this, Dan Geltrude is America's accountant. He tells Fox News,
"It's not going to have an impact on the market, Todd. It's really more of an economic impact. I don't think the difference between $600 and $2,000 is going to have that dramatic impact on the market. But economically, people having that extra money is going to allow them to use that money and spend that money. And that's the economic stimulus that we're ultimately trying to get towards."
President Trump, with nothing on his public schedule for Christmas Eve. Same holds true for President-elect Biden. USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to move quickly against guns, adding the issue to his list of first executive orders. It is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if Democrats don't win both Georgia's special Senate elections. Attorney and gun rights activist Colin Nowar believes former Vice President Biden is no fan of the Second Amendment.
Well, if you look at what he's done throughout the campaign, he's literally run on the idea of restricting your Second Amendment rights. I can't think of any possible potential presidential hopeful who has literally said over and over again, "I'd beat the NRA and I'll do it again." And he's run on the idea of mandatory gun buybacks. He's run on the idea of removing the immunity that the gun industry has from frivolous lawsuits that literally would sink the industry if it wasn't in place. I can't think of anybody else from a presidential or potential presidential standpoint who's done or said these things. So in my mind, he is absolutely one of the most anti-Second Amendment people potentially going to be our president here in this country.
The Houston Rockets-Oklahoma Thunder basketball game was postponed Wednesday due to coronavirus concerns. The statement reads in part, the game was postponed in accordance with the league's safety and health protocols. Three Houston Rockets players have returned tests that were either positive or inconclusive for coronavirus, which in essence meant they did not have enough players for the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.